They sent some of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to him, that they might trap him with words. When they had come, they asked him, "Teacher, we know that you are honest, and do not defer to anyone, for you are not partial to anyone, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar, or not? Should we pay, or should we not pay?" But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, "Why do you test me? Bring me a denarius, that I may see it." They brought it. He said to them, "Whose is this image and inscription?" They said to him, "Caesar's." And Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were utterly amazed at him. There came to him Sadducees, who say that there is no resurrection. They asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us, if a man's brother dies, and leaves a wife behind him, and leaves no children, that his brother should take the wife, and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and dying left no offspring. The second took her, and died, leaving no children behind him. The third likewise, and the seven left no children. Last of all the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise, whose wife will she be of them? For the seven had her as a wife." Jesus said to them, "Is not this because you are mistaken, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God? For when they will rise from the dead, they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But about the dead, that they are raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are therefore badly mistaken.